The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. The blowflies and flesh flies that settle on dead animals aren't just feasting on the carrion, they're sampling the DNA. And researchers have now shown that this DNA persists for long enough to be sequenced, providing a quick and cost-effective snapshot of mammal diversity. Scientists stumbled on the grizzly cataloging technique while studying a form of anthrax that killed chimpanzees in West Africa. They started sampling flies to see whether the insects could harbor the anthrax bacterium after feasting on infected bodies, but soon realized that detecting mammal DNA from flies could also be an extremely cool tool for assessing biodiversity. Researchers collected carrion flies from reserves in Ivory Coast all the way to Madagascar and found that 40% of them carried mammal DNA. As well as providing inventories of species, the flies could help to track the status of endangered populations far more effectively than active searches. For example, the Ebola virus killed thousands of gorillas in the Republic of Congo 10 years ago, but active monitoring found only 44 carcasses. And these were gorillas. Just imagine how hard it would be to monitor die-offs of bats or rodents.
The 90-Second Naturalist is sponsored by the Johnson Foundation, creating meaningful change through thoughtful grant-making.